Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeff Sabar's here, too. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and all the way back to 1999, he is the Chief Home Officer, and he's the guy we turn to when we want to talk about small businesses and technology, which I think that's what he's got on his mind today. Jeff Sabar, welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you, Jim. Thanks again, as always.
Good to have you back. The author of Teleworking and Telecommuting and Safe at Home, which I still think is that book's been out, 10 years? It's still a very, very contemporary book, isn't it?
Well, I appreciate that. And I believe that while some of the technology in the book, some of the things have upgraded as far as your ability, for example, to set up Wi-Fi surveillance cameras, whether for home or office, and to keep the space safe, and that, it needs some updating, but the concept is, as I say, perennial as the trees. I mean, yep. It just keep your home and office safe, just be on top of it, and I think that's a pretty good lesson to be learned.
Speaking of technology, one of the things that we poll our audience about is their use of technology and the adoption, especially the adoption rate. In fact, recently we polled small business owners on the adoption rate of smartphones.
Right.
And it's interesting that a couple of years ago we polled them and only about less than half had smartphones and the other half didn't want them. And recently we polled them and about 85% either had them, were getting them, or wanted one. And only a small percentage, were still resisting. So technology is small business owners are adopting technology, better technology, the newer technology, more and more. But they're sometimes, Jeff, we have budgets, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we have to realize that we may want the cutting edge stuff, but we may not be able to afford it. And also, sometimes it's not even the right thing to do, is it?
Well, that's absolutely true. And it leads me to believe or to recount a story out there that, if you've been watching any TV at all, you see a lot of ads coming on. I think Sprint was one of the first, and then Verizon, I think, followed. And now they're all coming online. Replace your smartphone before your contract is up. So, I've got an iPhone 4S, but the iPhone 5 is out. I'm going to go get me an iPhone 5, and it's just going to, it will cost you money. Don't let them think it's not going to cost you anything. There are fees and there are costs, and they're not giving this stuff away. But, okay, so now I have an iPhone 5. Now the iPhone 5S is coming out. Okay, I've had the 5 for 3 months. Let's get the 5S. Our culture is driven not by planned obsolescence, but in a sense, it's by extension that this planned oldness of product that is, we want the newest, bestest, shiniest. And
the shiny object syndrome is in there too, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, yesterday, some of this will be applicable to office and business, and some will be just applicable to the home. But, Google came out yesterday with its Chromecast, which is a new, what they call a dongle. It's a little USB drive that you plug into a laptop, and then you can plug it into your TV, and you can stream TV shows via the laptop, and I'm not fully versed on it, but the point is it's a new piece of technology out there. They came out with a brand new Android running tablet. We've all heard about the Chromebook. I've spoken about it before. Apple has the 5S that's coming online and keeping the PR machine running. Microsoft has the Surface computers, touchscreen computers. Where does it end? Where do you draw the line as a business owner and say, I don't need this now? I may need it eventually. I would argue that most small business owners would benefit from, whether they need it or not is another question, but would benefit from a smartphone. You keep all your contacts, your calendar,
your
email.
Every small business owner should have a smartphone.
A smartphone.
If you don't have, I'm going to tell you, I've been saying this for more than 2 years, Jeff. That's one thing that, in my opinion, is not optional. Every small business, if a small business owner doesn't have a smartphone, with and isn't using the apps, at least some apps,
right,
you don't know what your customers' expectations are.
Right. It's amazing what it can do, but it doesn't mean that you need the 5S the moment it comes out. You can you can go and you can buy a refurbished of almost any phone. It doesn't mean you got to go back and get a 4-year-old smartphone.
Did you know, Jeff, that they've now announced that it now costs no more to make a smartphone than it does to make a dumb phone. So I think in a year we wouldn't be talking about smartphones. We'll just be talking about phones.
We'll just be talking about phones, and I think phones, it's one of those applications, it's one of those tools that we can take advantage of.
Or handset. Like, the industry calls them handsets.
Right. Right, exactly. Well, you know what's funny is we've talked about this before, and I did a review of a phone, and we had this conversation a couple years ago where I did a review of a phone, and I said I did everything but make a phone call. I surfed the web, I sent and received email, I calendared on it, I did all sorts of things on it. I assumed, and you made a point that, well, were the calls clear? How good were the calls? I'm like, I don't know, I didn't even test that, which I did, but I didn't report on the clarity of calls and things like that, which is important. But today, the ability of a phone to make a phone call, I would imagine when they talk about blocking and tackling, the things that it's got to do, that's one of those things. The sort of cost of entry is its ability to make a phone call clear and not drop. Now, everything else is the stuff that we're looking for. So you can get that in a 2-year-old phone. You can get that in the phone that's going to come out in the fall,
right,
and you're going to spend on the bleeding edge of technology. You're going to spend for that. So you have to decide how much you're willing to spend, how much you're willing to invest in both time and money in learning about these products. And, you know, there is a steeper learning curve with the more gadgets,
well,
gizmos, and applications they cram into these phones.
Well, you know, Jeff, if I want a new phone, it costs me $200. I can afford it.
Right.
But I wait till the upgrade is available and it's time. You know, I mean,
right.
When it comes to upgrading phones, for example, I don't wait until I'm hurting. In other words, I'm behind, but I just don't rush out and do it. And my attitude was always about computers. I want to buy the generation that was just replaced with a new one.
Right. You don't want to be the pioneer who's going to suffer the bugs and errors and.
I don't want. That's exactly right. And I was smart to do that with software when Microsoft's Vista. If you didn't buy Vista, you were smart to wait on that one. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with Jeff Sabar. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.